It is Friday, November 9th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Martin Brown. She is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Holy cow, it's November 9th.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yeah, we keep doing that. But this is special because Monday is my daughter's birthday.
Hooray.
And keep in mind that many city businesses and services and mail will not be operating Monday because of the observance of Veterans Day.
And we'll talk about that, something about that on Sunday.
Okay.
Excellent.
But this is a great theater weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great music weekend. There's a bunch of other cool stuff going on.
Okay.
So you know where we're going.
I do.
Back to our old faithful Chinese menu.
All right. Column A, B, C.
Yes. And column A is theater. Because I can.
Because. Of course.
In his diary for April 22nd, 1941, playwright Noel Coward wrote, "Spent the morning discussing financial troubles, which are considerable. Also discussed play as possible solution, titled Blithe Spirit. Very gay, superficial comedy about a ghost. Feel it may be good."
And it was. Should have helped him out with that financial problem, too.
One would think. 2,000 performances in London the first time. Almost 700 performances on Broadway the first time, a film in 1945 with Rex Harrison, and revivals
ever since.
This weekend, it's at University Theater in Fayetteville under the direction of drama professor Mavourneen Dwyer. Mm-hmm. I talked to the actress playing Madame Arcadi. I believe that's the leading role. Okay, here's the story. A socialite, a male socialite who's been widowed and remarried, decides to have a seance. Won't that be clever? And he can write about it. And so he hires Madame Arcadi, who kind of accidentally conjures up the spirit of his first wife, who then refuses to leave, much to the chagrin of his second wife.
Yes.
Yes. Missy Marmara is playing Madame Arcadi, and she said the best thing. She said, "Mavourneen would be the ultimate Madame Arcadi, but she can't play it because she's directing it." According to her, the only way to portray Madame Arcadi is as one of those women who are dignified but very interesting in terms of their kookiness. It's a really fun show. 8 o'clock today and Saturday, 2 o'clock Sunday, and again next weekend at University Theater in Fayetteville. Tickets are $16 for adults. Also in theater, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. 7:30 today and tomorrow at the Berry Performing Arts Center in Siloam Springs. It's a production of the JBU Musical Theater Workshop.
And another play that comes with a Broadway pedigree. It was quite popular when it debuted on Broadway.
And a play that is building its pedigree. Checks and Balances, a world premiere production of a new drama by Orrin Softy. You might recognize the name Softy. His dad was the architect for Crystal Bridges. Mm-hmm. Showtimes are 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday. This is the final weekend.
Orrin himself has a degree in architecture.
He does.
As well as his MFA.
Right. Little Women is on stage at the Fort Smith Little Theater. There's a pedigree.
Yes.
Tickets are $10 for performances at 8 o'clock today and tomorrow and 2:30 on Sunday.
You have a favorite character from Little Women?
I don't. I've never been that crazy about it.
I liked it a lot when I was much younger.
Okay, I like it now.
I was when I was much younger, I was reading Bram Stoker.
Okay.
I mean, I don't dislike it now. I just remember discovering it as like a probably a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe is my favorite.
Joe,
character.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's a given, right?
Okay. Well, for me, anyways.
Yeah.
And Scrooge the Musical is on stage, part of the Academy of Arts Showtime series.
Right.
2 and 7 tomorrow at Breedlove Auditorium in Fort Smith. Tickets are $10. And yes, I once dated someone that Scrooge was their favorite character. Sigh. Column B is music. Starlight Jazz tonight.
Two shows.
7 and 9 o'clock at the Walton Arts Center. Jane Bunnett with Hilario Duran and special guest Candido Camero.
Candido is 90 plus and still playing
Oh, wow.
as strong as ever, I'm told.
Isn't that amazing?
And tickets, living legend.
Tickets start at $11.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Hughes has a CD release party tonight.
How about that?
9 o'clock at George's Majestic Lounge. The new CD is called Live No Chaser. Oh. Tickets are $10. The Claudia Burson Jazz Trio and the Ozarks Chorale perform at 4 o'clock tomorrow at the Holiday Island Clubhouse near Eureka Springs. Christmas show, Sounds of the Season. Tickets are $10. And the Wailers are in town.
Yes, they are.
reggae? Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, yes, absolutely, yes.
You know, I don't speak music. I know that they're here at 8 o'clock Saturday at the Walton Arts Center, and people are very excited. Tickets start at $16. And I'm excited because Eileen Ivers, the Irish fiddle player, is in town next week. She was with Riverdance and Cherish the Ladies, and she's playing at 7 o'clock Thursday at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. This is a $10 ticket, folks.
She has a couple of Grammys on her mantle as well.
Oh, wow.
She's amazing. And other cool stuff.
This is Column C.
This is Column C.
Other cool stuff. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The Friends of the Fayetteville Public Library book sale is 9 to noon tomorrow.
They say it's their biggest ever, which means it's going to be big. Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Which means we should all not go. Now we'll all go. There's a symposium tomorrow at the Shiloh Museum in Springdale that I'm really excited about. It's called Other Voices, Civil War in the Ozarks. And I talked to a gentleman from Oklahoma who is an expert in how the Civil War affected Indian Territory and the Cherokee Nation in particular. If you don't know anything about this topic, you really need to go to this symposium. It's 9:30 to 3:30 at the Shiloh Museum. There will also be Civil War books available. Pat Carr will be signing her new book, Death of a Confederate Colonel, and David Atwood will be signing When the Mockingbird Sang and I Followed the Wolf. And all of this is...
Free.
That's something else.
Yay.
And there's an owl prowl tomorrow night.
Hobbs.
One of the first of the season at Hobbs State Park. It starts at 5:30 with Bob and Kathy Ross, and that's just $5.
And don't most owl prowls, which is hard for me to say, don't they start – you go with someone who's pretty good at mimicking an owl and you try to get the owls to answer back?
I've never had a conversation with an owl.
Well, nor have I. But isn't that the premise?
I would assume.
To try to hear them and see them?
Okay. I would really like to go because they're fascinating creatures. My only owl contact has been at Renaissance festivals when they fly them.
Mm. But not in the wild.
No, not in the wild.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Well,
I'm done.
That's a lot.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
President Obama got a little cocky after winning re-election. He came out on stage, took a long drag in a cigarette, flicked the ash on Biden and said, "You want me to stick around? Let me check my calendar." I'm Peter Sagal. It was a little much when he was texting the whole time. Join us for a post-election Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me tomorrow morning at 9 on KUAF 91.3 FM.